The Art of Client Service by Robert Solomon. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Art of Client Service by Robert Solomon is a comprehensive guide to the client service industry. It provides an in-depth look at the various aspects of client service, from the basics of client relations to the more complex aspects of managing client relationships. The book is divided into four sections: understanding clients, building relationships, managing client relationships, and delivering results. The first section, understanding clients, covers the basics of client service, such as understanding the client's needs, developing a strategy to meet those needs, and building trust. It also discusses the importance of communication and how to effectively communicate with clients. The second section, building relationships, focuses on the importance of building relationships with clients. It covers topics such as developing a rapport with clients, understanding their motivations, and creating a positive working environment. The third section, managing client relationships, covers the more complex aspects of client service, such as managing expectations, dealing with difficult clients, and resolving conflicts. It also discusses the importance of feedback and how to use it to improve client relationships. The fourth section, delivering results, covers the importance of delivering results to clients. It discusses the importance of setting goals, measuring progress, and providing feedback. It also covers the importance of staying organized and managing time effectively. The Art of Client Service is an invaluable resource for anyone in the client service industry. It provides an in-depth look at the various aspects of client service and provides practical advice on how to effectively manage client relationships. It is an essential guide for anyone looking to improve their client service skills. Main ideas. Main idea number one. Understand your client. It is essential to understand the client's business, their goals, and their needs in order to provide the best service. Knowing the client's industry, their competitors, and their customers will help you to better serve them. Main idea number two. Develop a relationship. Building a strong relationship with the client is key to providing excellent service. Establishing trust and understanding the client's needs will help you to better serve them. Main idea number three. Communicate effectively. Effective communication is essential to providing good service. Being clear and concise in your communication will help you to better understand the client's needs and provide the best service. Main idea number four. Set expectations. Setting expectations with the client is important to ensure that both parties are on the same page. Establishing clear expectations will help to avoid misunderstandings and ensure that the client is satisfied with the service. Main idea number five. Manage deadlines. Managing deadlines is essential to providing good service. Keeping track of deadlines and ensuring that they are met will help to ensure that the client is satisfied with the service. Main idea number six. Provide solutions. Providing solutions to the client's problems is key to providing good service. Understanding the client's needs and providing solutions that meet their needs will help to ensure that the client is satisfied with the service. Main idea number seven. Be proactive. Being proactive in providing service is essential to providing good service. Anticipating the client's needs and providing solutions before they are asked for will help to ensure that the client is satisfied with the service. Main idea number eight. Be responsive. Being responsive to the client's needs is essential to providing good service. Responding quickly to the client's requests and addressing their concerns will help to ensure that the client is satisfied with the service. Main idea number nine. Be flexible. Being flexible in providing service is essential to providing good service. Being willing to adjust to the client's needs and changing circumstances will help to ensure that the client is satisfied with the service. Main idea number 10. Be professional. Being professional in providing service is essential to providing good service. Maintaining a professional attitude and demeanor will help to ensure that the client is satisfied with the service. Main idea number 11. Be creative. Being creative in providing service is essential to providing good service. Thinking outside the box and coming up with innovative solutions will help to ensure that the client is satisfied with the service. Main idea number 12. Be resourceful. Being resourceful in providing service is essential to providing good service. Utilizing available resources and finding creative solutions will help to ensure that the client is satisfied with the service. Main idea number 13. Be organized. Being organized in providing service is essential to providing good service. Keeping track of tasks and staying on top of deadlines will help to ensure that the client is satisfied with the service. Main idea number 14. Be accountable. Being accountable in providing service is essential to providing good service. Taking responsibility for mistakes and ensuring that the client is satisfied with the service will help to ensure that the client is satisfied with the service. Main idea number 15. Be responsible. Being responsible in providing service is essential to providing good service. Taking ownership of tasks and ensuring that the client is satisfied with the service will help to ensure that the client is satisfied with the service. Main idea number 16. Be honest. Being honest in providing service is essential to providing good service. Being truthful and transparent with the client will help to ensure that the client is satisfied with the service. Main idea number 17. Be respectful. Being respectful in providing service is essential to providing good service. Treating the client with respect and understanding their needs will help to ensure that the client is satisfied with the service. Main idea number 18. Be positive. Being positive in providing service is essential to providing good service. Maintaining a positive attitude and providing solutions with enthusiasm will help to ensure that the client is satisfied with the service. Main idea number 19. Be consistent. Being consistent in providing service is essential to providing good service. Providing consistent service and meeting the client's expectations will help to ensure that the client is satisfied with the service. Main idea number 20. Following up with the client is essential to providing good service. Checking in with the client to ensure that they are satisfied with the service will help to ensure that the client is satisfied with the service. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Understanding your client is essential to providing the best service. It is important to know the client's industry, their competitors, and their customers in order to better serve them. Knowing the client's goals and needs is also essential in order to provide the best service. By understanding the client's business, you can better anticipate their needs and provide solutions that will help them reach their goals. It is also important to understand the client's culture and values. This will help you to better communicate with them and build a strong relationship. Knowing the client's expectations and preferences will also help you to provide the best service. By understanding the client's needs and expectations, you can provide solutions that are tailored to their specific needs. Understanding your client is essential to providing the best service. It is important to take the time to get to know the client and their business in order to provide the best service possible. By understanding the client's needs and expectations, you can provide solutions that are tailored to their specific needs and help them reach their goals. Main idea number 2. Developing a strong relationship with the client is essential for providing excellent service. It is important to establish trust and understanding with the client in order to better serve them. This can be done by actively listening to the client and asking questions to gain a better understanding of their needs. It is also important to be honest and transparent with the client, so they know that their best interests are being taken into consideration. Additionally, it is important to be responsive to the client's requests and to provide timely feedback. By doing these things, you can build a strong relationship with the client and provide them with the best service possible. Main idea number 3. Communicate effectively. Effective communication is essential to providing good service. Being clear and concise in your communication will help you to better understand the client's needs and provide the best service. This means being able to listen to the client's needs and concerns, and then responding in a way that is both informative and helpful. It also means being able to explain complex concepts in a way that is easy to understand. Additionally, it is important to be able to communicate in a way that is respectful and professional. This will help to build trust and rapport with the client, which is essential for providing good service. In order to communicate effectively, it is important to be aware of the client's needs and expectations. This means being able to ask the right questions and being able to provide the right answers. Additionally, it is important to be able to provide feedback in a way that is both constructive and helpful. This will help to ensure that the client is satisfied with the service they receive. Finally, it is important to be able to communicate in a way that is both timely and accurate. This means being able to respond to the client's inquiries in a timely manner and providing accurate information. This will help to ensure that the client is satisfied with the service they receive. Main idea number 4. Setting expectations with the client is an essential part of providing excellent customer service. It is important to ensure that both parties are on the same page and that the client is aware of what to expect from the service. Establishing clear expectations will help to avoid misunderstandings and ensure that the client is satisfied with the service. The Art of Client Service by Robert Solomon outlines the importance of setting expectations with the client. He suggests that it is important to be clear and concise when communicating expectations to the client. This will help to ensure that the client understands what is expected of them and what they can expect from the service. Additionally, it is important to be open to feedback and to adjust expectations if necessary. Setting expectations with the client is an important part of providing excellent customer service. It is essential to ensure that both parties are on the same page and that the client is aware of what to expect from the service. Establishing clear expectations will help to avoid misunderstandings and ensure that the client is satisfied with the service. Main idea number 5. Managing deadlines is an important part of providing good service. It is essential to keep track of deadlines and ensure that they are met in order to ensure that the client is satisfied with the service. This can be done by setting up a system to track deadlines and ensuring that all tasks are completed on time. It is also important to communicate with the client regularly to ensure that they are aware of any changes or updates to the project. Additionally, it is important to be flexible and willing to adjust deadlines if needed in order to meet the client's needs. Deadlines are also important for ensuring that the project is completed in a timely manner. If deadlines are not met, it can lead to delays in the project and can cause frustration for the client. It is important to be proactive in managing deadlines and to communicate any changes or updates to the client in a timely manner. Additionally, it is important to be realistic when setting deadlines and to ensure that they are achievable. This will help to ensure that the project is completed on time and that the client is satisfied with the results. Main idea number 6. Providing solutions to the client's problems is key to providing good service. It is important to take the time to understand the client's needs and goals, and to develop solutions that meet those needs. Solutions should be tailored to the individual client, taking into account their unique situation and preferences. Solutions should also be practical and achievable, and should be presented in a way that is easy for the client to understand and implement. When developing solutions, it is important to consider the client's budget and timeline. Solutions should be cost-effective and should be able to be implemented within the client's desired timeframe. It is also important to consider the client's resources and capabilities, and to develop solutions that are within their reach. Solutions should be presented in a way that is clear and concise, and should be accompanied by a detailed explanation of the steps required to implement them. Finally, it is important to provide ongoing support and guidance to the client throughout the process. This includes providing advice and assistance as needed, and helping the client to troubleshoot any issues that may arise. By providing solutions that meet the client's needs and offering ongoing support, the client will be more likely to be satisfied with the service provided. Main idea number 7. Being proactive in providing service is essential to providing good service. It involves anticipating the client's needs and providing solutions before they are asked for. This helps to ensure that the client is satisfied with the service and that their expectations are met. It also helps to build trust between the service provider and the client, as the client knows that their needs are being taken seriously and that they are being provided with the best possible service. Being proactive also involves being aware of the client's current situation and understanding their needs. This means that the service provider should be able to anticipate the client's needs and provide solutions before they are asked for. This could involve providing additional information or resources that the client may not have been aware of, or offering advice and guidance on how to best address their needs. It also involves being proactive in responding to the client's requests and inquiries in a timely manner. Being proactive in providing service is an important part of providing good service. It helps to ensure that the client is satisfied with the service and that their expectations are met. It also helps to build trust between the service provider and the client, as the client knows that their needs are being taken seriously and that they are being provided with the best possible service. Main idea number 8. Being responsive to the client's needs is essential to providing good service. It is important to be proactive in addressing the client's needs and responding to their requests in a timely manner. This will help to ensure that the client is satisfied with the service and that their expectations are met. It is also important to be open and honest with the client, and to provide them with clear and accurate information. This will help to build trust and create a positive relationship between the client and the service provider. Being responsive also means being available to the client when they need assistance. This could include providing support over the phone, responding to emails, or meeting with the client in person. It is important to be flexible and accommodating to the client's needs, and to be willing to go the extra mile to ensure that their needs are met. This will help to create a positive experience for the client and will help to build a strong relationship between the client and the service provider. Being responsive to the client's needs is an important part of providing good service. It is essential to be proactive in addressing the client's needs, to be open and honest with them, and to be available to them when they need assistance. This will help to ensure that the client is satisfied with the service and that their expectations are met. By being responsive to the client's needs, the service provider can create a positive experience for the client and build a strong relationship with them. Main idea number 9. Being flexible in providing service is essential to providing good service. It is important to be willing to adjust to the client's needs and changing circumstances in order to ensure that the client is satisfied with the service. This means being open to new ideas and approaches, and being willing to make changes when necessary. It also means being able to adapt to different situations and being able to think on your feet. Being flexible also means being able to work with different types of people and being able to understand their needs and preferences. Being flexible also means being able to work with different types of technology and being able to use it to provide the best service possible. This means being able to use different software and hardware to provide the best service possible. It also means being able to troubleshoot any technical issues that may arise. Being flexible also means being able to work with different types of clients and being able to understand their needs and preferences. Being flexible also means being able to work with different types of deadlines and being able to meet them. This means being able to adjust to different schedules and being able to prioritize tasks in order to meet deadlines. It also means being able to work with different types of budgets and being able to provide the best service possible within those budgets. Being flexible is an important part of providing good service. It is important to be willing to adjust to the client's needs and changing circumstances in order to ensure that the client is satisfied with the service. Being flexible also means being able to work with different types of people, technology, deadlines, and budgets in order to provide the best service possible. Main idea number 10. Being professional and providing service is essential to providing good service. It is important to maintain a professional attitude and demeanor when interacting with clients. This means being courteous, respectful, and attentive to their needs. It also means being knowledgeable about the services being provided and being able to answer any questions the client may have. Additionally, it is important to be punctual and reliable when providing service. This will help to ensure that the client is satisfied with the service and that their expectations are met. It is also important to be honest and transparent when providing service. This means being upfront about any fees or costs associated with the service, as well as any potential risks or drawbacks. Additionally, it is important to be open to feedback and suggestions from the client. This will help to ensure that the service is tailored to their needs and that they are satisfied with the results. Finally, it is important to maintain a professional attitude and demeanor even when things don't go as planned. This means being able to handle difficult situations in a calm and professional manner. It also means being willing to go the extra mile to ensure that the client is satisfied with the service. By following these guidelines, it is possible to provide excellent service and ensure that the client is satisfied with the results. Main idea number 11. Being creative in providing service is essential to providing good service. It is important to think outside the box and come up with innovative solutions that will meet the needs of the client. This could involve coming up with new ideas or approaches to solve a problem, or finding ways to make the service more efficient and effective. Creative solutions can help to ensure that the client is satisfied with the service and that their expectations are met. Creativity can also be used to make the service more enjoyable for the client. This could involve finding ways to make the service more engaging and interactive, or coming up with creative ideas to make the service more memorable. Creative solutions can help to make the service more enjoyable and memorable for the client, which can help to ensure that they are satisfied with the service. Creativity is an important part of providing good service, and it is essential to think outside the box and come up with innovative solutions. This can help to ensure that the client is satisfied with the service and that their expectations are met. By being creative and coming up with creative solutions, it is possible to provide a service that is both efficient and enjoyable for the client. Main idea number 12. Being resourceful is an important part of providing good service. It involves utilizing available resources and finding creative solutions to meet the needs of the client. By being resourceful, service providers can ensure that the client is satisfied with the service they receive. Resourcefulness can be demonstrated in a variety of ways. For example, service providers can research the client's needs and find the best solution to meet those needs. They can also look for ways to save the client time and money by finding more efficient ways to do things. Additionally, they can look for ways to add value to the service they provide, such as offering additional services or discounts. Being resourceful also involves being proactive and anticipating the needs of the client. Service providers should be aware of the latest trends and technologies and be able to suggest ways to improve the service they provide. They should also be willing to go the extra mile to ensure that the client is satisfied with the service they receive. Resourcefulness is an important part of providing good service. By being resourceful, service providers can ensure that the client is satisfied with the service they receive. They can also save the client time and money, and add value to the service they provide. Being resourceful is an essential part of providing excellent service. Main idea number 13. Being organized is an essential part of providing good service. Keeping track of tasks and staying on top of deadlines will help to ensure that the client is satisfied with the service. It is important to have a system in place to ensure that all tasks are completed in a timely manner and that the client is kept informed of progress. This could include setting up a task list, tracking deadlines, and setting up regular check-ins with the client. Additionally, it is important to be proactive in anticipating potential issues and addressing them before they become a problem. By being organized and proactive, the client will be more likely to be satisfied with the service provided. Organization also helps to ensure that the service provided is of a high quality. By having a system in place to track tasks and deadlines, it is easier to ensure that all tasks are completed to the highest standard. Additionally, it is important to have a system in place to review the work and ensure that it meets the client's expectations. By being organized and having a system in place to review the work, it is easier to ensure that the service provided is of a high quality. Organization is also important in providing good customer service. By having a system in place to track tasks and deadlines, it is easier to ensure that the client is kept informed of progress. Additionally, it is important to have a system in place to respond to any queries or complaints in a timely manner. By being organized and having a system in place to respond to queries and complaints, it is easier to ensure that the client is satisfied with the service provided. Main idea number 14. Being accountable in providing service is essential to providing good service. It means taking responsibility for mistakes and ensuring that the client is satisfied with the service. This means being honest and transparent with the client and taking ownership of any issues that arise. It also means being proactive in addressing any problems that may arise and being willing to go the extra mile to ensure that the client is satisfied. Being accountable also means being willing to take feedback from the client and use it to improve the service. This can help to build trust and loyalty between the client and the service provider. Accountability is also important in terms of setting expectations. It is important to be clear with the client about what they can expect from the service and to ensure that the service meets those expectations. This can help to ensure that the client is satisfied with the service and that they will be more likely to return in the future. Finally, being accountable also means being willing to take responsibility for any mistakes that may have been made and to take steps to rectify them. Main idea number 15. Being responsible in providing service is essential to providing good service. Taking ownership of tasks and ensuring that the client is satisfied with the service is key to providing a successful service. This means being proactive in addressing any issues that may arise and being willing to go the extra mile to ensure that the client is happy with the service. It also means being honest and transparent with the client and being willing to take responsibility for any mistakes that may have been made. Being responsible also means being organized and efficient in completing tasks and being able to provide timely updates to the client on the progress of the service. Being responsible also means being able to communicate effectively with the client. This means being able to explain the service in a way that is easy to understand and being able to answer any questions that the client may have. It also means being able to listen to the client's needs and concerns, and being able to provide solutions that meet their needs. Finally, being responsible means being able to follow through on any promises that have been made, and being able to provide the client with the best possible service. Main idea number 16. Being honest in providing service is essential to providing good service. Honesty is the foundation of any successful client service relationship, and it is essential to build trust and respect between the client and the service provider. Honesty means being truthful and transparent with the client, and not withholding any information that could be relevant to the service being provided. It also means being open and honest about any mistakes that may have been made, and taking responsibility for them. Honesty is also important in terms of pricing and billing. Clients should be informed of any additional costs that may be incurred, and any discounts or promotions that may be available. This will help to ensure that the client is satisfied with the service and that they are not being taken advantage of. Honesty also means being upfront about any potential risks or challenges that may be associated with the service so that the client can make an informed decision. Being honest and transparent with clients is essential to providing good service. It helps to build trust and respect, and ensures that the client is satisfied with the service. Honesty also helps to ensure that the client is not taken advantage of, and that they are aware of any potential risks or challenges associated with the service. Main idea number 17. Being respectful in providing service is essential to providing good service. Respect is the foundation of any successful client service relationship. It is important to treat the client with respect and to understand their needs. Respectful service means listening to the client, understanding their needs, and responding in a way that is both professional and courteous. It also means being honest and transparent in all interactions with the client. Respectful service also means being mindful of the client's time and resources. Respectful service means being punctual and efficient in providing the service. It also means being flexible and accommodating to the client's needs. Respectful service means being open to feedback and suggestions from the client and taking their feedback into consideration when providing the service. Respectful service also means being proactive in addressing any issues that may arise. It means being willing to go the extra mile to ensure that the client is satisfied with the service. Respectful service means being honest and ethical in all interactions with the client. It also means being willing to take responsibility for any mistakes that may have been made. Respectful service is essential to providing good service. It is important to treat the client with respect and to understand their needs. Respectful service will help to ensure that the client is satisfied with the service and will help to build a strong and lasting relationship with the client. Main idea number 18. Being positive in providing service is essential to providing good service. It is important to maintain a positive attitude and to approach each situation with enthusiasm. This will help to ensure that the client is satisfied with the service they receive. A positive attitude can help to create a pleasant atmosphere and make the client feel comfortable and respected. It is also important to be patient and understanding when dealing with difficult clients. Taking the time to listen to their concerns and providing solutions that meet their needs will help to ensure that the client is satisfied with the service they receive. It is also important to be proactive in providing service. Anticipating the needs of the client and providing solutions before they are asked for can help to ensure that the client is satisfied with the service they receive. Being proactive can also help to prevent potential problems from arising. Taking the time to understand the client's needs and providing solutions that meet those needs will help to ensure that the client is satisfied with the service they receive. Finally, it is important to be honest and transparent when providing service. Being honest and open about the services being provided and the potential risks associated with them will help to ensure that the client is satisfied with the service they receive. Taking the time to explain the services being provided and the potential risks associated with them will help to ensure that the client is satisfied with the service they receive. Main idea number 19. Being consistent in providing service is essential to providing good service. Consistency means that the service provided is of the same quality and meets the same standards each time. It is important to ensure that the client's expectations are met and that the service is delivered in a timely manner. This will help to build trust and loyalty between the client and the service provider. It is also important to be consistent in the way that the service is delivered. This means that the same processes and procedures should be followed each time. This will help to ensure that the service is delivered in a consistent manner and that the client is satisfied with the results. Additionally, it is important to be consistent in the way that feedback is provided. This will help to ensure that the client is kept informed of any changes or updates to the service. Being consistent in providing service is essential to providing good service. It is important to ensure that the client's expectations are met and that the service is delivered in a timely manner. Additionally, it is important to be consistent in the way that the service is delivered and in the way that feedback is provided. This will help to ensure that the client is satisfied with the service and that the service provider is able to build trust and loyalty with the client. Main idea number 20. Following up with the client is essential to providing good service. Checking in with the client to ensure that they are satisfied with the service is an important part of the client service process. It is important to ask the client for feedback and to listen to their concerns. This will help to ensure that the client is satisfied with the service and that any issues are addressed in a timely manner. Additionally, following up with the client can help to build a strong relationship between the client and the service provider. This can help to ensure that the client is more likely to return for future services. It is also important to follow up with the client after the service has been provided. This can help to ensure that the client is satisfied with the results and that any issues have been addressed. Additionally, following up with the client can help to build a strong relationship between the client and the service provider. This can help to ensure that the client is more likely to return for future services. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.